Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Alicia Shanice Reviews. I am your host, it's your girl Shanice, coming back at you with another podcast. We are on episode 303, and today's topic is another reading segment of the book, The Tale of the Park Hill Crew, written by your very own host, Alicia Shanice. In today's chapter, we will be reading chapter 9. Titled The Jones Reunion. It starts on page 211, and I'm not gonna lie, y'all. This chapter is lengthy. I'm gonna explain a lot the next episode regarding the book, but I am gonna break this up into two parts because I don't want the podcast to be super long. So I'm gonna break it up, and then I'll come back on in a few days and read the remainder of it so it's not just a super long pod like the other one was, because I do have some chapters that are extremely long, so I do apologize about that. You guys know I'm a first-time author, so I'm just kind of figuring it out as I went along, but I'll explain much more about that process the next podcast. I'm going to go ahead and get into the show. Really quick, if you need to get in touch with me, Facebook is Alicia Shanice, Instagram Alicia Shanice Reviews, email aliciashanicereviews13@gmail.com. As always, you can inbox, DM, or email me for any recap requests, would that be in a TV show, movie, docuseries, or if you have any music, businesses, brands, or just anything that you're working on that I can help support, shout out, just help promote, any advice I can give, just anything that I could do to help, you know, just holler at me. Everything's free of charge. I love whom loves me, and I love to support, you know, people who support me. So just hit me up on either one of those platforms. I'm giving out a few books to people who are currently incarcerated. So if you know someone who is currently incarcerated, please hit me up by email and give me all of their information. Email only for that. And then I will send them a free copy of the book. So everything is in the description box. Follow me on Spotify. Make sure you check out those playlists. So on that note, let's get into the show and let's talk chapter 9, The Jones Reunion, Tale of the Park Hill Crew.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Shanice, and I'm just coming in to check in with y'all to remind y'all to protect y'all energy, as I always say. Life is at, you know, we have very different stresses at an all-time high. Why not go ahead and take you guys a nice vacation at a reasonable price with a trusted travel agent, you know? And that could be a solo trip, a trip with your boo thang, a family trip, a girl's trip, a guy's trip, whatever. Just let me let y'all know this right now. Visit T Booked It. TBBOOKEDIT. Follow them on Instagram, or you can send them an email at tbbookedit@gmail.com. The world is a beautiful place. Let them go ahead and help you discover it. Go ahead and release those stress vibes and go ahead and enjoy your vacation. At TB Booked It, they got all the reasonable deals. And just let them know your girl Shanice, she sent you there.
Name is Shanice, and she's the one. Her name is Shanice. And she's the one.
Tell of the Park Hill Crew, Volume 1. Tap into Alicia Shanice Reviews.
How you gon' have a clear mind when you was 8 and seen your sister die? 2 years older than him, baby was 10, he held her in his arms. Traumatized the pain of losing siblings, that shit really hurt. So I can't wanna play ball, but they don't pay off like the streets at all. On top of that, don't make it better that his daddy died. Not natural causes, young and pops committed suicide. Trying to get that monkey off your back, it's like a do or die. They say when it's your time, then it's your time, guess it was time for Carl. Terry a good mind, but losing kids is hard to cope with. Husband gone, son's in the street, no she don't want this. Aside the others, out of 3 kids, so now he run shit. Cause Deuce been doing crack, dealing with all these tragic moments. 1994 came up in Detroit, a real D-boy. Trying to teach his little brother to be the one and not the decoy. But got his little cousin out here trapping all in the streets for him. Story of the Jones, Big Bird gon' tell the rest, just keep the beat going. Tales of the Park Hill Crew.
Page 211, Chapter 9, Jones Reunion. Shaquem is sitting on the couch with Damien and Lucky, smoking and playing the game. Y'all talk to that nigga Kato today? Shaquem asks. Yeah, he called earlier, asking me that I want to go over that one whole house. I guess her homegirl was over there, Lucky tells him. That one with the big-ass booty? Shaquem asks. Hell yeah, Lucky tells them. They all laugh. That nigga been a simp, Damien says jokingly. Kim walks in the living room. Shaquem, she says with an attitude. What? He responds nonchalant. Don't disappear, nigga. We leaving early in the morning. I already know, sis, he says, continuing to play the game. I'm going to bed. If anybody call for me, I'm asleep, Kim says, walking towards the back. Yep, Shaquem replies. Damn, you going to see a side tomorrow? It feel like he been in there forever, Damien says. Hell yeah, I miss my bro. It's almost 9 o'clock. We need to roll out, D. Lucky says. Where y'all going? Shaquem asks him. Abdul's spot. Then I'm going over Angel Crib. Oh, yeah? Shit, I forgot. You copping one too, Luck? You already know, nigga. Lucky says, so excited. Tell the side to keep his head up. We holding shit down for him. Damien tells him. For sure. I'll holler at y'all when I get back. Y'all motherfuckers be safe. They all give each other some dap, and Damien and Lucky walk to the hood store. The next morning, around 5:30 a.m., Shaquem and Kim hit the road for the 6-hour drive to visit Asad. Did he tell you what he wanted to talk to me about? Come on, Kim. Be real with me. He probably been hearing how you been moving, Sha. The streets is talking, and you need to slow your roll. At the end of the day, you know your brother just want what's best for you. They continue to drive their trip talking, laughing, and listening to old school oldies like the Isley Brothers and the OJs. Boy, you don't know nothing about this, Kim says laughing. Shit, my pops used to play this shit all the time. The good old days. Him and moms be having them car parties. Man, that was good times before shit got fucked up. Shaquem says, turning his smile into sadness. Kim looks over at him. You've been through a lot, Shy. But look, I'm gonna always be for here for you. I promise. How long you gonna hang in there with my brother? I mean, what if he don't get out no time soon? I came from a bad house too. My mama been on drugs my whole life. Listening to this music makes me think about my grandparents. I didn't have shit before I met Asad. I met him at 14 and was a bum. He always had money and used to buy me shoes and shit. And your mama let me move in when I got pregnant. Y'all family no matter what. And I'm not just about to drop him because he got locked down. I'm going to ride with him till the wheels fall off. Even though, when he was out, he put me through some real shit. Damn, you a real one. I hope my brother knows how lucky he is to have you. Shy, you lucky too. Carmen loves you so much. That's why I be pissed when you be fucking around on her. Man, I love that girl. I ain't been doing shit lately, he says with a chuckle. Really, Shy? Did you just say lately? She asks him laughing. Sis, you know what I mean. They both bust out laughing. When they make it to the correctional facility, they get in line. With it being visiting day, the line is long and Shy Kim is nervous. This is his first time seeing his brother since he got sentenced and his first time visiting prison. He's been to the county, but never prison. Each time he tried to come before, Asad stopped him, telling him he never wanted him to step on the prison soil grounds. Asad has always been more like a father figure rather than a big brother, ever since their father died, and now feels ashamed from letting Shaquem down. After they get searched, they go into the visiting room. Damn, these motherfuckers don't be playing. They search everything, Shaquem says. Boy, I told you, Kim tells him. When Asad walks out, Shaquem is shocked at how big he's gotten from working out and even has a bald head now and more tattoos. Asad walks up to Kim, giving her a hug and a kiss. Damn, baby, you looking good as hell. It smells so fucking good, he says, smiling at her. He steps back and looks at Shaquem with a big smile. Little bro, look at my little bro. Damn, nigga, you taller than me now, Asad says, joking. Damn, bro, you got big as hell, Shaquem says with a big smile on his face. Shit, working out. That's all a nigga can do to keep my mind sane in here and reading, trying to learn these fucking laws to fight my case. You look good, bro. I'm happy as hell you came. Shit, me too, Shaquem says with eyes watery. Don't do it. Not in here, Shy, Asad tells him, trying to stop him from crying. I know, you're right. I just missed you, bro. I swear, shit ain't been the same since you went in. How mama doing? Being mama? But I try. I be trying to take care of her. I hear that, Shy. But you can only do what you can. That addiction, it's a sickness. She got a sickness, Asad tells him, shaking his head at the same time. They catch up for a while and take some pictures. Kim, can you get me some chips from the machine? Asad asks. She looks at him and smiles, knowing it's a signal that he wants to have a quick moment with his brother. Yeah, I'll be right back, she says. Go on ahead and tell me like it is, bro. I know you want to, Shaquem says, looking up at Asad, knowing a lecture is coming. Asad just takes a deep breath. I've been hearing about everything, Shy. You boys are hot right now, and y'all need to slow down. Talking about hustling? Shaquem asks. I'm talking about the robberies, working with Julio, selling dope by the Shirley crib. I've been telling you since you were little, this shit ain't for you. I can't believe you didn't gave up on ball. That was your ticket out the hood, Asad says, disappointed, and Shaquem puts his head down. Shit ain't been right since you got locked up. It had me fucked up. Damian needed me on his team. Sha, Damian was born a street nigga, a hustler. So what you saying?
I'm not,
Shaquem asked defensively. That's exactly what the fuck I'm saying, Lasai says boldly. Shaquem looked surprised and caught off guard from his brother's boldness.
Look, I don't mean that the way you think. I don't mean it like you some soft little nigga. But you was born a star, meant to be something. Your dribble game has always been A1. And now I'm hearing you on, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm hearing you dope on a mic. You mad talented, bro. Fucking with the street shit, you gonna end up in here or dead. And that shit will kill me if that happens to you, Sha.
Shaquem puts his head down. Sha, look at me. Do you even know who the fuck Julio really is? That motherfucker crazy as fuck. If you fuck up with him, it's a wrap. And ain't no telling who he had y'all go down there and stick up in Ohio. I hear you, bro, but the side cuts him off. But nothing. It's not too late to go back to school, take some night classes, have Carmen help you get caught up and get back on the fucking team. Get a scholarship, the side says with frustration. That shit not in the cards for me no more, bro. I know you don't want to hear it, but that basketball dream, it's over. Sai takes a deep breath. The shit that happened to Monica. Did that have something to do with y'all?
No!
I mean, we don't know what the fuck happened. Luck thinks Black did that shit. Damn. She was so pretty. She ain't deserve no shit like that. Look, Sha. Don't fuck with that nigga Black. I know he looked like some hoe ass old nigga who flashy, but it's about who he got behind him. And that nigga got money. I heard his spot had a big crash and his cousin took a long trip. I'm hoping that ain't come from my neighborhood. And that's what caused that little girl demise. Asai says, speaking in code. Shaquem looks at him with a guilty look and he just sighs. Don't even say nothing. That look tells me all I need to know. And as pissed off as I am at you and Damian ass, I can't even get mad. I let y'all down, leaving you in the streets to raise yourselves. Kim walks back up to the table and they talk some more until visiting hours are over. When they get ready to leave, Asai hugs his brother as if it's the last time he will see him again. As Shaquem walks off, Asai calls his name. Yo, Sha. He turns around. Yeah. I want you to do me a favor. Anything, big bro. Read 2 books for me. What books? The Autobiography of Malcolm X and The Art of War. Then get back to me. Tell me what you took from them. Can you do that for me? Yeah, I can do that. I love you, baby brother. Take care of mama for me. Shaquem gives him a nod and walks out the door. Kim runs back up and hugs his side tightly. Babe, you think he heard me? He whispers to her. I don't know, baby. But I'll look after him for you. I promise. I love you. I love you too.
Y'all the only thing that keep me sane in this motherfucker. The one I got a family who needs me. So I'm going to keep the fight going. Time's up, the guard yells. The visit ends. When Shakim and Kim ride back home, the ride is more silent than the drive there, with their moods being bittersweet from seeing Asad, but remembering even more how they need him out in the world. Shakim starts to realize he really does need his brother's guidance to make better and right decisions. They make it back to Detroit from the 6-hour drive, and Shakim goes directly over Carmen's. When he gets in front of her house, he sees her mom's car is in the driveway. He walks to her bedroom window and knocks on the window lightly. As she's laying down, writing poetry and listening to music, she hears the knock and looks out the window. When she sees no one is there, she knows it's Shakim, and he is waiting on the roof at their spot. Carmen grabs her jacket and walks out the house. As soon as she's walking up, Shakim whispers, "Be careful, Mocha. Don't fall." She smiles and gives him a hug. "Are you okay?" "I'm straight. I just miss you." "I missed you too. I've been thinking about you all day. How was your visit?" "It was cool. It just made me realize how much I miss my bro and how much I changed since he been locked up. That nigga done got big." "He has?" "Hell yeah. He had a lot to say about the shit me and Deegi been getting into." "You knew he would, Shy. You know he never wanted his life to become yours." He grabs her and starts holding her. "Will you go to the library with me tomorrow?" "For real?" she says, shocked, and Shakim just chuckles. Asai asked me if I could just do him one favor, and that was read 2 books. "What books?" "The autobiography of Malcolm X and some shit called The Art of War, I think." Carmen just laughs. "What's so funny? You don't think I will?" "I know you will because your brother asks." "I laugh because both of those books are amazing. They make you open your mind." "You read both of them?" "Sure did. My granddaddy got a collection of books in his basement." "Hell, his basement is the library." "I should have known. You always reading." "I don't know what I would do if I didn't have you." She kisses him as he holds her. "What the fuck you motherfuckers up there doing?" somebody yells. They look down and see Damien and Lucky. "Minding our fucking business," Shakim says jokingly. They all laugh. "Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. Climb up." "Hell nah. I might fall," Damien says, joking. "Scary ass niggas," Shakim says jokingly. They end up climbing up on the roof with them. "How y'all knew we was up here?" "Shit, we just got back from the studio and went to your crib. Kim said you walked over here. When we seen Mama Linda was here, we already knew," Damien says. "Shit, we was about to roll up," Lucky says. "Fire that shit up. I ain't smoked all day. Bet." "How cuz doing in that motherfucker?" Damien asks Shakim. "He doing as good as he can." "I miss that nigga," Damien says. "Y'all get that shit from Abdul?" "Yep. You gotta see what luck cop." "Shit. What you get, luck?" "A fucking Uzi," Lucky tells him with a big smile on his face. "Nigga, you lying," Shakim says, laughing. "No the hell I'm not." "Where you put that shit at?" "It's in the crib." Man, that's what's up, Shaquem says. I almost used that motherfucker earlier. Started to just hop in the car and go light that whole ass nigga Black Block up, thinking about my motherfucking sister. We still don't know if he had shit to do with that look. We ain't starting no war if we don't have to, Damien says calmly. I don't give a fuck about no war. My motherfucking sister dead. I know. She was like my sister too. I've been rolling with y'all since we was 5 years old. But I told you, we gotta roll smart. Carmen puts her head down. Scared they're going to get themselves into something they can't get out of. What if it's true? What the police were told about her getting in a car that day? She asked softly. That whole fucking hood belonged to Black's family. If she did get in a car, it was still somebody connected to Black. And where that whole ass nigga Dale been at? Lucky ass. I don't know, bro. I ain't talked to him. I heard he been in this girl crib, Damien says. Lucky, do you really think Black would have killed Monica? She was pregnant. I know he has put his hands on her before, but to shoot her? Carmen asks.
Shit. Payback.
Lucky mumbles. Payback for what? She asks, confused. They all look at her, but don't say anything. What the fuck y'all do? She goes on to ask. Nobody still says anything. Come on, y'all. This me. What happened? You remember Black cousin that got killed in that hit at his spot? Shaquem asked her. Yeah, I remember, she says. They don't say anything. All of a sudden, she looks down. Oh my God, she says softly. Look, y'all, don't even start thinking like that. If he knew it was us, he would have been after all our ass. We all still good. Plus, nobody said shit. We got a brotherhood. Ain't none of us said shit to nobody, Damien tells him. We haven't. But that whole ass nigga Dale been missing in action, Shaquem reminds him. Dale just been fucking around with his cousins, getting money with them niggas. And if Black knew, he would have been come after us. Damien rebuttals. I don't know, D. He could be playing it smart, acting like he doesn't know shit. And that was just a silent move he did with Monica. Shaquem goes on to say. They all get quiet and sit out on a porch for a while longer. A few weeks pass, and the guys try to maintain their cool, staying on the lookout and going to the studio and hustling nonstop. Shaquem and Lucky pick up Harrell, one of the twins from Shirley's, and they go to the high school basketball game on the east side. At halftime, as they're standing near the concession stand, a girl says, "Hey, don't I know you from somewhere?" to Shaquem. He turns around and sees it's the Mexican girl who was over Julio's house checking him out. Yeah, I remember you. I was with Carlos over at Julio's spot, and you was there. Your name is Shaquem, right? Yeah, what's your name? I'm Zariah, she says, smiling. Damn. She fine as hell, Harrell whispers to Lucky. You Julio girl, right? Shaquem asks her. She laughs. I guess you could say we spend time together. Okay, that's what's up. Good seeing you, he says, and starts to walk off. Hey, she says, stopping him. Shakim turns back around. What's up? What y'all doing after the game? We was gonna go get something to eat, if y'all wanna join us. I can't. I got shit to do. No the fuck we don't, Harrell blurts out. Her and her friends laugh. Yes, we do, Shakim says in a stern tone. Okay. Well, don't say I never invited you anywhere, she says in a flirtatious tone, walking off, switching and flaunting her shape in front of him. Damn, that bitch sexy as hell. All them chicas are, Harrell says, joking. Yeah, she is. But that's also the plugs, bitch. That's all I need. I got enough shit to deal with now, Shakim says. No, you did right, Sha. That will only start bullshit fucking with them hoes. Let's stay our ass in our zone and focus on getting money, Lucky tells him. They go back and sit in the game. Shit, I gotta go piss. I'll be right back, Harrell says, getting up, walking to the bathroom. When he walks out, he sees Araya and her girls still out there. They're still at the concession stand, and some more black dudes' faces. He walks past them, and she stops him. Too bad your boy said no about tonight. My friend said you're cute, Araya tells him. Straight up. Which one of your friends? Her, with the blue jumpsuit on, she says, pointing at her friend. Damn, she bad. Tell you what, take down my number, and I'll talk to my cousin. Shakim is your cousin? Yeah, he says, smiling. Does he have a girlfriend? Zariah asks. Harrell just chuckles. Yeah, he been with her a long time. What's her name? Damn you nosy. I'm just curious. I didn't mean it like that, she says, laughing. Tell your friend to call me. I got lots of cousins. She puts the paper with his number in her shirt. Harrell walks back to his seat, but does not tell Shakim about the number exchange. When they leave, Shakim and Lucky go make some sales. And when they're driving to drop Harrell off, Lucky asks Shakim to ride down Black Street. Shakim knows it's not the smartest idea, but proceeds anyway. When they roll through, they see it's quiet over there, and they look at all the cars in the hood to see if they see a blue Cutlass parked anywhere, but don't see it. They pull off, and as they're driving Harrell home, Lucky starts to get furious with his blood boiling. Because in his heart, he feels Black killed his sister. Hey, bro, you fucking with that white girl tonight? Lucky asks. What white girl? Talking about that Mexican bitch from the gang? Shakim asks, confused. Lucky chuckles. Nah, that yeah, yo. I told you and D, I stopped. Don't start, Luck. I already know. No fucking with the product. I wasn't asking because of that, Shy. Shakim looks at him confused. What you mean? You was trying to hit a line? Something like that, Lucky says in a low tone. Why the fuck you ain't just say that? Hell yeah, we can, Shakim says loudly. They pull up at Shirley's. And back all the way up in the back of the house. Shakim pulls a bag from the glove compartment. You stopped, huh? Lucky says sarcastically. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Shakim says, opening the bag and grabbing a tray from under the seat, breaking down some lines. They all start doing some lines. Lucky takes a bump of his first line and starts playing one of Monica's favorite songs, Zoning Out. I know that nigga killed my twin, bro. Lucky blurts out. Shaquem looks at him. I don't know, fam. But if we find out he did, I swear I would blow that nigga head off for you. That was my twin. Half of me. I feel that shit every day. I know where you coming from. I was 8 years old when my sister got gunned down right next to me. And I dreamed every day of killing that nigga who killed her. Damn. Both of y'all sisters got murdered. That shit's so fucked up, Harrell says sadly. Look, I know you fucked up off this shit, but don't go do nothing stupid without your brothers by your side, Shaquem tells him. Lucky takes a deep breath. You think Damien know more than what he's saying about Dale? No. He don't know shit. If he did, we the last motherfuckers he would lie to, Shaquem says, sniffing a line. Lucky sits there in serious mode, thinking something is off about this whole situation. The next day, Damien walks over to Carmen's house. She looks out the peephole and sees it's him and opens the door with an attitude. What? She asks him. Damn, it's like that, sis. What's wrong? Shot and pissed you off? Nope, I'm studying. What, D? Damn, what the fuck I do? I just wanted to know if you could throw two braids in my head. She moves out the way and lets him in. You have a girlfriend now. Why you ain't ask Angel? She don't know how to braid. And plus, you the only one I let in my head. What's wrong, sis? You on your period or something? He asks, laughing. Sit down, D, so I can hurry up and do these two braids. I'm just fucking with you, see. Why you tripping, though? I can't believe y'all did what y'all did. That's probably the reason Monica did, she yells in frustration. He takes a deep sigh. Carmen, that shit ain't got nothing to do with that. Don't even start thinking like that. I knew we shouldn't have said shit in front of you. D, y'all starting to do too much. C, I love you, but don't start. I mean, even if you thought it was a good idea, why would you take Dale? Dude seemed grimy, like he would fuck y'all over. He ain't like that, C. And McCarlos held me down when I was locked up. Niggas in there wanted me dead off that shit with a side. Plus, that whole ass nigga Black deserved that shit. Always whooping Monica ass. Coming over here flossing. And don't forget about that shootout. Fuck that bitch ass nigga, he yells. Yeah, I agree, fuck him. But what if you opened a bigger Pandora's box than you thought? I could see if the four of y'all got together and did this. But you took an outsider. Damien starts to say something, but no, she's speaking truth, and Carmen is the one person he can be vulnerable with. Who was the trigger man? Dale? He looks up at her, but doesn't respond. When she finishes his hair, he tells her thank you. As he walks out the door, he walks back up. Carmen, you know me better than anybody. And you smart as hell. So just know, I'm fixing it. You know more than what you're telling Lucky and Shaquem, don't you? Like I said, you know me better than anybody. I'm fixing it. I promise. Ain't no harm coming this way. I got all of us. He kisses her on the cheek and then walks out the door, leaving her more paranoid than before. When Damien walks home, Angel is sitting on his porch crying. What's wrong? He asked her. Can I stay over here tonight? She asked, holding her head down. Why? What the hell happened? She lifts her head up, and he sees she's all marked up all over her face with the busted lip. Who the fuck did this shit to you? Me and Mia got to fighting, and her sister jumped in. I ain't got nowhere to go, Dee. Yeah. Come here, he says, helping her up. Go on ahead and go downstairs. I'll be down in a minute. Okay, she says, walking to the basement. He walks downstairs with the wet towel and some peroxide and starts cleaning her face. Thank you, she whispers, crying. Man, look at your pretty face, he says compassionately. She starts back crying. Don't cry, man. You could chill here for a couple of days. But you know, I'll be gone most of the time. You won't have to be here with crazy ass Brenda. She starts laughing. Look, I got you. Got you to laugh. What y'all was fighting for? She been tripping all week. She gets like that when her and her boyfriend get into it. And that's why I ain't want to move in with her in the first place. She been like that since I was little. But I ain't had nowhere else to go. I got you. Just chill here for a couple of days. The next morning, when she wakes up, Damien is already gone. He shortly comes back and has her some breakfast. Here, I got you some food. He says, handing her the bag. Thank you. You good? Shit, ain't no food up there. And I got some shit to do today, so I'm probably going to be gone all day. Where you going? Carlos called, and he wants me to run to Kalamazoo with him. Damn, that's almost 2 hours away. No shit. You know what time you coming back? It will be later. If you get bored, go chill over Carmen's. She'll be at the crib or watch some movies or something. I can leave you some money if you get hungry. You can order a pizza. Okay. Thank you, Damien. The phone rings. Yeah, he answers. His older homie, Simeo, is on the other hand, telling him he has his money. Oh, yeah? I need that. But shit, my homie was about on his way over here to pick me up. I can drop it off at your crib, Simeo says. Hell no, I don't want my money nowhere near my mama. Drop it off over Carmen Cribs. She'll keep it for me. Bet. Tell her I'll be there around 2 before I go to work. Bet it up. They hang up. Damien calls Carmen. Hello? She answers. Sis, Simeo owe me some money, but I'm about to head out with Carlos. Told him to drop it off to you. Just put it in my stash. Cool. What time you coming? Around 2, he said. Okay. I'll be here all day. Thanks, sis. Yep, be safe. For sure. They hang up. Damien, Angel says with an irritated tone. Yeah. I'm about to be here all day. Why didn't you just have him bring your stuff here? What? You don't even know him. He just dropping it off. I could have had it here for you. Carmen will get it. You tell her to put it with your stash. What? She keep your money or something? Something like that. Why the fuck you asking all these questions? Damn, my bad. I just thought I was your girl or something.
The phone rings. And when he answers, Carlos tells him he is outside. On my way, he says, hanging up and kissing Angel on the cheek. Stop tripping. Here's some money for you to order some food. I'll see you tonight. He walks off, leaving her with an attitude. What up, my bro? Damien says when he gets in the car. What's up, brother? Good looking on rolling with me to pick the shit up for Julio. For sure. I lived in Michigan my whole fucking life and never been to Kalamazoo, Damien says, laughing. Yeah. Unc got shit locked down there, too. Damn. And that's what's up. Yo, D. Speaking of my uncle, he wants you to chill if you're going to be moving shit for him. He said, if you go after Black, that's going to make shit too hot. And he got business deals with that crew, too. He said an agreement got to come to an understanding. Damien doesn't respond. Look, bro, I know you ain't trying to hear that shit, but you only working for my uncle from the strength of my name. Don't fuck it up. I hear you, man. But this shit ain't over with Black. The only reason I ain't put the murder game down yet is because I'm trying to do it right. I ain't even told my day one niggas. And I don't keep shit from them. I hear you, D. But Julio don't give a fuck about no personal problems. Only business. And that comes first with him. I hear you, fam. Damien says. Then he waits a few minutes and says, so what if this nigga try to kill me or something? Or one of my niggas? Julio let him know you on his team. His bitch ass ain't gonna do shit. Maybe we can do a sit down. Fuck no, Damien yells. I feel you, but I'm letting you know Julio was serious about this shit. All right, Carlos. I'll put shit on hold to keep everything at peace level. But if Luck find out what happened, ain't no stopping him from killing Black. We'll make sure he doesn't find out, Carlos says. Damien gives him a look of uncertain. Back in the hood, around 1:30 p.m., Angel walks over Carmen's house. She opens the door and sees Angel's face. Hey, girl, are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. Can I come in? Yeah, come on. I was braiding some hair, Carmen says, looking puzzled from wondering what happened to her face. Angel walks in and sees a girl sitting on a chair. Angel, this is my friend Brandy. And Brandy, this is my friend Angel. Hi, Brandy says. I am Damien's girlfriend, Angel says awkwardly. Oh, okay. Who is Damien? Brandy asks confused. That's my bro. Actually, he my boyfriend cousin, Carmen says, feeling uncomfortable from Angel's energy. Oh, okay. That's what's up, Brandy says with a smirk. Brandy goes to my school, Angel. She don't know all of them. Angel sits there watching her braid her hair quietly. At 2 p.m., somebody knocks on the door. I will get it, Angel says urgently. Carmen stops her. That's okay. I got it, she says, going to the door for Simeo. What's up, Carmen? Simeo says. Hey, Sim. Where that nigga shot Kim at? And he probably at home. Tell him I said, what up, though? Get this to D for me, he says, handing her the envelope. Okay, I will. Let me get to work. Tell the nigga shot Kim to hit me up. I want to give him some money to put on the side books. Okay, I will. When she closes the door, Angel says, I will take that Carmen.
Take what? Kermit asked. Damien's money. That's why I came over here. Kermit looked surprised and confused at the same time. I hear you, Angel, but he ain't tell me that, so I ain't giving you nothing. What you mean? That's my dude. And that's how I knew dude was bringing the money at this time. I'm staying with Damien for a while. Kermit looks at her with confusion. Angel, I don't know what you're talking about, but I ain't giving you shit till I hear it from Damien. You can sit here and wait for him if you want. I'm good. I was just coming over here to get my dude money, but since it's a problem, I guess I will roll out. She storms out of the house, furious. Brandy busts out laughing. Girl, what the fuck was that? Shit, I don't know. I'm just as confused as you. She never acts like that. But I know Damien, and he did not have her come over here to get his money. Look, bitch, I don't know Damien, but he might want to think about that relationship. That bitch seems crazy. Kermit shakes her head. Later that day, Shaquem walks over to see Kermit. Hey, baby, he says, hugging her. Shaquem, is Angel staying with Dino? Hell no. Why you ask me that? Damien called this morning saying he had to make some moves with Carlos and that Simeon was dropping off a package here for him. This crazy bitch come over here talking about, he said, give it to her, and she was staying with him now. You ain't give her that shit, did you? Hell no. What the fuck type of shit she on? She was acting mad weird, and her face was fucked up like she had been fighting. Damn, she ain't fucking with that shit, is she? Shaquem says jokingly. You want to be a nice boyfriend and take me to the movies tonight? I wish I could, Mocha, but I got a studio session. And I got to go over Shirley crib tonight to get this money together for Julio. That's why I'm here now, to put in a little time. Whatever, you mean to get you some. Don't trip. I'll take you next weekend. I promise. Okay. You want to go to your room? He whispers. She hits him in the chest. That's the only reason you brought your ass around here, to get in my bed. He starts laughing. You know it ain't even like that. I just miss you. That's all. He says, kissing on her neck. Whatever. She says, changing her tone. Giving it to him, and they walk back to her room. Later that evening, when Carlos and Damien make it to Detroit, he drops him off at Carmen's house. Thanks, bro. I'll holler at you tomorrow. Me and Shy do the drop in the morning at your uncle's spot. Bet. Thanks for rolling with me. For sure. Damien says, exiting the car. When Damien walks in the house, Kermit brings him his money. Thanks, sis, he says, grabbing the envelope. So, was I supposed to collect this for you? I'm a little confused. Yeah, what's the problem? Simeon wasn't on no bullshit, was he? No, but your girl Angel was. What the fuck she do? What, is she living with you now? Me and her sister jumped her. She ain't had nowhere to go. I'm just letting her lay her head in my crib for a couple of days to shit calm down with her peoples. Well, she came over here a little bit before Simeon saying you wanted me to give her the money. Then she got pissed when I didn't. D, she came over here a little too disrespectful for me. I almost thought it would have led to blows. What the fuck? You better check your girl, D. Nah, she heard me telling Simeon to drop the shit off to you and said she could get it. I told her then, no. But the only thing I just told her is if she gets bored, She could come chill with you instead of being at my crib with crazy ass mama. Well, you better get your girl under control. She was on some different shit today. My bad, sis. I'll handle that shit. Yeah, okay. You seen Shaw? He at the studio. Shit, let me call him real quick, Damien says, grabbing the phone to call the studio. Stone answers and hands the phone to Shaw Kemp. What up, though? Shaw Kemp says on the other line. Hey, bro. You still meet me over Shirley crib? We gotta get this shit together for Julio. Yeah. What time you trying to go over? Shit, we can meet now. Trying to have everything right for this crazy motherfucker. I feel you. I'm on my way now. Bet. They hang up. All right, sis, I'm out. Don't worry. I will handle that shit as soon as I get home. I mean, she is your girl. Maybe you should let her hold on to your money. Maybe she feeling some type of way about another chick looking out that way. Hell no. I ain't been with Angel that long. I fucks with her heavy, but I don't trust no bitch with my money. You my sis and been holding me down forever. But shit, I gotta roll. Be safe, D. Yep. He says, rushing out the door. He hops the fence over to his street and jumps straight in his truck without going in the house, heading over Shirley's house. Angel hears the truck start up from in the house and looks out the window seeing him pull off. She becomes enraged. Damien and Shaquem make it over Shirley's around the same time, catching up outside, talking about what they have been doing that day. Then they walk in the house. Harold comes in the living room all dressed up. What's up, y'all? Shit, where the fuck you going all fleshed out? Shaquem asks him. Harold laughs. Over this shorty house I've been talking to. Look at little Harold. Where your mom at? Damien asks him. She went up that way to see my dad. She's getting a room overnight, so she doesn't have to drive back tonight. Oh, shit. I ain't know she was going this week, Damien says. Look, I'm out. Harrell in the back. Just make sure y'all niggas lock up when you leap out. Bet, Damien says, giving him some dap. Him and Shaquem go downstairs and start counting the money. Where the fuck Luck and Kato at? They ass need to be here helping, Damien asks. D, you ain't talked to Kato today? Hell no, Carlos picked me up this morning. I ain't heard from nobody. He been at the hospital with his mama. She got sick earlier. I called Luck, but he all fucked up today about Monica. Fuck. I'll check on them niggas later. What will make Lucky feel better is if we hurry up and find out who did that shit. I'm on it, Shy. I got my ears to the street. But leave it up to Luck. He'll just go shooting up Black Hole Hood. Shit, ain't nothing wrong with that. The whole ass nigga probably killed his sister. Damien stares at Shaquem. But we don't know that for sure. So let's find out first, then make a move. You right, D. Make sure you're ready for the drop in the morning, Shaw. Can't roll without me. I hate going around that crazy motherfucker. I need you with me, Shaw. You know that. Take Lucky. He ain't never been over. Julio don't know Luck. Just me and you. We the only ones can do the drop. Shaquem sighs. All right, man. I'll be ready. When they get done counting money, they go upstairs and Harrell is sitting on the couch rolling a blunt. Y'all want to smoke something? Hell yeah. Fire that shit up, Shaquem says. Y'all niggas go ahead. I got to get to the crib, Damien tells them. Yeah. Check your bitch. Tell her don't come over Mocha House tripping like that no more, Shaquem says jokingly. Damien laughs. Nigga, shut your simp ass up. I'm handling it. Damien says laughing and walking up over to give them both some dap. I'm out, he says, walking out the door. Shaquem and Harrell start smoking and playing the Xbox. 30 minutes passes and the doorbell rings. the fuck is that? Shakim asked. This shorty called me and said she wanted to slide through. Here you go, Shakim says, laughing. When Harrell opens the door, it's Zariah and her homegirl from the gang. Shakim's eyes get big when they walk in. Hey, Shakim, she says, smiling. What's up? What y'all doing here? We were invited, she tells him in a flirtatious tone. Oh, I was just about to roll out, Shakim says, putting his hoodie over his head. Sha, wait, chill for a minute. I'm about to talk to her friend in the back. Just chill, Harrell tells him. Shakim mean mugs him and whispers, nigga, I'm gonna fuck your ass up. Harrell looks at him and can tell he's serious. Hold on a minute, ladies. Let me talk to my cousin for a minute. Harrell tells the girls, and they walk to the back room. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong? She bad as fuck and sweating you. Why you tripping? Harrell asks him. Motherfucker, I got a girl, and I told you I wasn't trying to fuck with this bitch. That's the fucking plug's bitch. Well, she trying to fuck with you hard. Just chill here for a minute or her friend gonna leave. Carmen ain't gonna find out shit. How the fuck you get in touch with these hoes in the first place? At the game, when I went to the bathroom, her and her homegirl wanted my number. Shakim takes a deep sigh. Man, I'll stay for 20 minutes and that's it. Bet. That's all I need. Good looking, cuz, Harrell says with a big smile on his face. They walk back to the living room, and Zariah pulls out a bag of cocaine from her purse and asks if they want to do a line. Hell yeah, Harrell says eagerly. Do we have the house to ourselves? Her friend asks. Yeah, my mama out of town, and my brother gonna be gone half of the night. Shakim sits down on the couch, and Zariah moves next to him. She starts breaking down the lines, and they all start taking a bump of the coke. When Damien makes it home, he walks in with food for Angel and goes downstairs. When he makes it down, he sees his clothes all over the place, along with his shoes. What the fuck? He yells. Angel is sitting on the couch with an attitude. You did this shit to my room? Yep, I sure did. You just left me here all fucking day. Then you get home and grab your truck and don't even check on me? She says, sitting there nonchalant. Bitch, I told you I had shit to do. Who the fuck you think you is? I'm helping your homeless ass out. She looks caught off guard by his tone and choice of words. Who the fuck you talking to? Who the hell else is here? And what the fuck is up with you trying to collect my motherfucking money? I am supposed to be your girl. You got more interactions with that bitch than me. Fuck her. And what, she ran crying to you? Bitch, you done lost your motherfucking mind. Look, you gotta bounce. I ain't feeling this shit. What you mean I gotta leave? Damn, I'm sorry. I just feel like you be playing the fuck out of me. What, you fucking Carmen or something? Hell nah. I ain't got time for this shit. I'm out. Clean this shit up and get the fuck out. He walks off and she grabs him. He throws her off him. Don't fucking walk away from me, Damien. You ain't about to leave. Yo, Angel, I don't know what type of bullshit you on, but you gotta get the fuck out. So what you mean? It's over? Look, I don't hit females, but I will knock your ass the fuck out. I can't do this. You gotta roll. You gotta bounce. So what the fuck you saying? It's over? Yeah, it's a wrap. Get your shit. You got me fucked up. Get the fuck out. Angel starts going ballistic, screaming erratically and throwing stuff all over the place. Damien grabs her and throws her down. Calm your ass down, he says out of breath from throwing her down. As he walks towards the steps to go outside and get some air, to make sense of this entire situation, she grabs a box cutter on the side of his bed and charges at him. Fuck you, she screams, slashing and leaving a big gash in his arm. Damien looks at his arm and loses control, grabbing her and choking her so hard she almost passes out. He catches himself and stops immediately. She starts coughing and crying on the floor, hoping he will calm down and comfort her. Get the fuck out, he yells. Get the fuck out. No, please. I'm sorry. Please don't make me leave. She pleads and pleads and pleads. Get the fuck out before I end up killing you, Angel. I swear. I'm so sorry, she pleads. Get the fuck out, he screams, wrapping his arm, trying to stop the bleeding. She starts grabbing her clothes. Hurry the fuck up. Grab the shit and get the fuck out. She grabs everything and runs out the house. Damien walks down to Shaquem's house and Kim opens the door. What the fuck happened? That stupid bitch Angel. Oh my God. Sit down, Damien. Let me clean it before it gets infected. Damn, it look like she got you good. Back at Shirley's house, Harrell and Shaquem are extremely high. They were already smoking and started doing lines of cocaine with Zariah and her friend. Harrell and Zariah's friend go to the back room, leaving Zariah and Shaquem in the living room by themselves. Zariah starts feeling on Shaquem and kissing on his neck. Chill out, man. I ain't trying to go there with you, he tells her. Why not? She asks. I do business with your dude. I don't need this type of drama. And I told you I got a girl. Trust me. He ain't gonna find out. She says, rubbing all over him. Shock him. He ends up giving in to temptation. And then they go in one of the back rooms. As soon as he is done having sex with her, he instantly does not feel right about it and goes straight home. The next morning when he is in bed asleep, he wakes up to Carmen sitting on his bed, kissing his face. What the fuck? He says, jumping up. What's wrong? You ain't happy to see me? Yeah, just startled me. How you get in? Terry let me in. Mocha, what you doing here so early? Well, my mama let me use her car this morning, and I had to go to the bookstore for an assignment, so I bought you these. He looks and sees it's the books Asai wanted him to read. He stares at her for a moment. Thanks, baby, he says, hugging her. Shaquem, are you okay? You seem like something is wrong. I just woke up. Come lay with me for a minute. I can't. I told Tasha I would go to the mall with her. They got some on-the-spot interviews. You still on that job shit? You already do hair, and I got money if you need it. Thank you, but I'm straight. The phone rings. Yeah, Shaquem answers. Nigga, you ready? Damien says on the other line. Ready for what, bro? The fucking drop. What you think? Oh, shit. I can't do that shit this morning. I'm sick. Call up. No, motherfucker. Get your sick ass ready. I'm about to pull down there. Damien says, and then hangs up instantly. Shy, what's wrong?
Nothing. I got a roll somewhere with D.
Okay, just call me when you get back home, she says, kissing him. He grabs her tightly.
Love you, he whispers in her ear as he holds her.
I love you too.
Still want to do the movie thing? We can go tonight.
Yes, of course I do.
Cool. I'll hit you up when I get back home.
Okay, she says, walking out. Sha Kim starts putting on his clothes and then sits on his bed, hitting his head, mumbling.
Damn, Sha Kim, you're the stupidest motherfucker alive,
he says to himself. Regretting cheating on Carmen again and knowing if Julio finds out, he'll kill him. Just off the disrespect. Shaquem walks out the house looking hungover. Damien looks at him and starts laughing and shaking his head.
Man, what the fuck y'all niggas get into last night after I left? Shit got crazy, but it's all good, Shaquem says, looking at his arm.
Nigga, what the fuck happened to you?
That crazy bitch Angel was on some other shit. I had to put her crazy ass out on the street.
Damn, I told you that bitch seemed crazy.
Man, enough about that crazy hoe. Get your shit together, Shy, before we go in this crazy motherfucker house.
I'm good, cuz.
Yeah, right. Looks like y'all was fucking with that white bitch last night. I told you I wasn't fucking with that oop no more. All we did was drink, fam.
Yeah, okay, Damien says, as if he doesn't believe a word coming out of Shaquem's mouth. When they arrive at Julio's house and knock on the door, Pablo, one of Julio's main guards, opens the door with a mean look on his face.
We're here to see Julio, Damien says nervously.
He lets them in.
Wait here. I'll get Julio.
About 10 minutes pass, and Julio walks out from the back with no other than Zariah. Shaquem looks at her as if he's seen a ghost. He notices she's been crying and becomes paranoid, wondering if Julio knows what happened between them the night before. She walks right past Shaquem and Damien, not acknowledging either, and walks out the door.
Stupid whore, Julio mumbles and tells Pablo to take her home.
Everything good, big homie? Damien asks Julio while handing him the bag of money he owes him.
Why wouldn't it be? Julio replies coldly.
Just asking. Your shorty looked upset, Damien says nonchalant.
Nobody ever told you youngsters to never ask a man about his personal business.
You're right, Julio. My bad.
What the fuck happened to your arm? Julio asks. Fucking with this crazy bitch last night.
Julio shakes his head and puts the bag on the table, looking through it and making sure everything looks right.
Do I need to count this shit?
You can. It's all there. I know better than try to short you on anything. I want to continue our partnership and stay alive, Damien tells him. Shaquem sits there quietly.
Is that right? Asks Julio.
Yes, sir, Damien says.
Did Carlos talk to you?
Yeah, he did. Everything is understood and clear, Damien says in a hurry, hoping he won't continue the conversation and let Shaquem know he already found out about Black Murder and Monica.
That's good to hear.
Damien, I did some transactions with your pops back in the day. He is solid. I would hate for you to ruin his name carrying out a war. That's your fault from the start. That brings heat on everybody.
Shaquem listens carefully, but doesn't say a word.
Julio closes the bag and carries it to the back, coming back out with their product. He hands it to Damien.
So just to confirm, we are clear, Julio asks. Loud and clear, Damien replies, looking straight up at Julio. My nephew vouched for you. So no, you are here on the strength of him. Same time next week. Damien nods his head and him and Shaquem walk back to the car. When they pull off the street, Shaquem blurts out, nigga, what the fuck was that shit about? It wasn't about shit. D, what the fuck was that about? He just know about Monica and want us to lay low. We hustling for him now, so he don't want us bringing no type of heat to his organization. That motherfucker said some shit you started. What the fuck was he talking about? Let it go, Shy. Nigga, I'm in this shit with you. What the fuck does he know? Damien pulls on the side of the street and starts telling Shaquem everything about Dale and the warning Carlos gave from Julio not wanting any retaliation on Black because of their business dealings. Shaquem is stunned by what Damien tells him. He stays quiet for a moment, out of shock, and then starts going crazy. You stupid motherfucker. You mean to tell me you knew who killed Mo this whole time and didn't say shit? That's Luck's sister, and you don't want no get back? Of course. Of course I won't get back, Shy. D, this nigga knew we robbed him and killed his cousin, and you ain't tell me, Kato, or Luck? We could have been dead niggas already. I know it's fucked up, Shy. But Julio put a hold on his end, too. The way he looking at it is, we took out one of his, and he got one of our people's. We do business with this man. He don't want no war. It's bad for business. Black knows to fall back. Or we would already be dead by now. Thought we had a brotherhood. No secrets. We all in this shit together. And you keeping this from us? What the fuck, you more loyal to them Mexicans than us? Shy, everything I do is for my fam and the hood. But he right. As much as I love Monica, it ain't no time for war. We just started getting money and the music shit doing good. I gotta keep this shit together. If I let Luck know what the deal is, he gonna go over in Black Hood, lighting shit up. Then it's gonna be niggas after us who know where our whole family is at. The plug ain't gonna wanna fuck with us no more. Ain't gonna be after our head too. This some bullshit. How the fuck you know Dale ain't gonna come back on some murder shit? The way you sent the nigga out of town? Shy. I swear if he does, I'll kill that motherfucker myself. As far as Black, we gonna get his ass, believe that. Just not now. I gotta prove to Julio that I'm more valuable to him than Black. That's why I need you to quit snuffing that shit up your nose and get your grind full of time. Let's get this motherfucking money and focus on the music shit. You got shit all figured out, huh? I got us, cuz. That's my word, Damien says, reassuring him. Shaquem looks at him with a look of trust, mistrust, all in one. Damien pulls off, dropping the product back to Shirley's.
Looking in my rearview like they trailing me. Give me props while I'm grinding. When I win, don't say congratulations. Niggas weird, they act like bitches more than bitches lately. Mind moving faster than my axes, I need steady speed.
I fought myself for all the shit that I done lost.
Every day ain't sunny, it's ups and downs, you gotta push through.
Why the fuck I feel I'm close to falling off?
You ain't never gonna fall off, that's the devil talking, nigga, keep grinding.
I take this crystal trying to kill these crazy thoughts. I'm riding solo, fuck the world, everybody vibing off. If everybody claim they solid, why lies keep getting
toss. Fuck with them, can't fuck with me. It's certain lines you can't cross. I think these niggas try and get your baby. I turn my back to take a piss, they probably kill your baby. Went to the net but got my number, could've hit your baby. Niggas weird, they act like bitches more than bitches lately. This shit getting crazy. I keep on looking in my rearview like they trailing me. I keep on having crazy thoughts, I'm drinking heavy lean. Mind moving faster than my actions, I need steady speed. Practice what you preach, I'm still evolving, it's me checking me. Stay solid all these years, I feel I owe you something technically. I'm still paranoid, I'm riding around with heavy weaponry. Strap the ARP across my chest, this bitch invested me. Trying to find a time to give a fuck is a test to me. Tried to tell myself to say fuck it, but I can't let it go. Through trials and tribulations, just like you, I just don't let it show. You love me, you ain't gotta say a word. Actions let me know I love you. You ain't gotta think twice, can call on me for show. Court dates and hearses got me sick, I need medication. Light a wood and burp that old boosted, that's my meditation. Plans with no action, it's just a dream, quit procrastinating. Give me props while I'm grinding, when I win, don't say congratulations. I owe myself for all the shit that I done lost.
Every day ain't sunny, it's ups and downs, you gotta push through.
Why the fuck I feel I'm close to falling off?
You ain't never gonna fall off, that's the devil talking, nigga, keep grinding.
I take prescriptions trying to kill these crazy thoughts. I'm riding solo, fuck the world, everybody vibing off. Everybody claim they solid, white lies keep getting tossed. You fuck with them, can't fuck with me, it's certain lines you can't cross.
Help you enjoy the show with your girl, Shanice.